This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's do a little more housing now. Not so much the nuts and bolts of buying and selling that Amy was talking about, but instead, housing prices, rent specifically, and how rent gets factored into the very macroeconomically critical inflation calculations that the Federal Reserve and all of the rest of us are so tuned into right now. Most times when rent is considered inflation-wise, it's all rent that's included. New leases, old leases, ongoing leases, all of them. Late last year, though, the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Cleveland Fed tried something new, only looking at new leases when they did their inflation math. And thus we have something called the New Tenant Repeat Rent Index, which is, I grant you a bit of a mouthful, but economics writer Joseph Politano says it is actually the most important new inflation indicator out there. Joseph, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I guess, first of all, we need to establish a little ground truth here, and I need you to explain for me how the government typically tracks rent inflation with a consumer price index, which is what most people are familiar with.
Right. So housing is a really big deal in the consumer price index. It's about a third of the total basket. It's the biggest single item. Mm-hmm. And so the government has to be really careful about how they're measuring it. They want to get it precisely right. And so what they do essentially is come up with a big sample of housing units. Every 6 months, they go and visit those housing units and record, what the price is, if there was any change in the amenities, if the unit was renovated, and so on. Mm-hmm. And they use that to back out an estimate for rent prices in the United States and also in, your local city area. And they extrapolate that rent estimate for homeowners too.
Right. And that's that thing that we've talked about on the program. It's called owner's equivalent rent. But let me ask you this. It's not like people, whatever the sample that the BLS uses, it's not like people are signing new rental agreements every month, right? So that number gets stale.
Precisely. It lags by about a year. So you can imagine at the start of the pandemic,
right,
somebody records the price of an apartment in New York in January 2020. They don't come back and visit that apartment until June of 2020.
Right.
And that apartment might not sign a new lease until January of 2021. So you have this, earth-shattering change in the housing market that happens at the start of the pandemic, and it really doesn't fully show up until a full year later.
And now, as we're worried about inflation, and by we, I mean specifically the Federal Reserve, right, them having year-old data is kind of a challenge.
Yeah, it's a really big challenge. Housing is one of the biggest parts of inflation, and it's one of the parts that the Federal Reserve, that monetary policy, most heavily influences.
Right, right. And we see that in mortgage rates and all the rest of it that we've talked about. So, to the point of this conversation, the reason we got you on the phone, this thing called the New Tenant Repeat Rent Index. First of all, layman's terms, please. What does that mean?
So what that means essentially is you take the official data that looks at all housing and you want to throw out everything where there hasn't been a new person moving in. So you have the subset of units where someone moves in, replaces the previous tenant, signs a new lease, mm-hmm. and you're going back and comparing and saying, okay, we looked at this price when person A signed a lease. Now the person B is signing a lease. What's the price changed? And because you're only looking at the subset, you get a much more real-time view of what the housing market looks like, what housing inflation is going to look like.
So if you could get Jay Powell on the phone, which, maybe you could, I don't know. What would you tell him about how the Fed thinks about housing specifically as it relates to inflation? Are they behind the curve, as it were?
I think the Fed understands this dynamic much more than people tend to give them credit for. Hmm. What I would say, if you're talking to Jerome Powell right now, is, the core driver of inflation is to some extent nominal income growth, like what's the growth in people's ability to spend.
Right.
And that translates really strongly to growth in housing prices, growth in rents. We've seen a pretty substantial deceleration in the growth in nominal income. And I'm confident that if that gets back down to a normal level, the core of housing inflation will follow. And so while this index is really useful, especially because things like household formation. So mm-hmm. people deciding whether or not they want to move in together or live separately or stay with their parents or whatnot can influence housing prices beyond just incomes. I think the core thing you have to look at is still income growth.
Right. And the takeaway from this thing, this index then now, is that because housing is such a huge factor in inflation in this economy, that directly impacts literally what people do with their lives, household formation, all of that stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Joseph Politano, he writes on economics. His newsletter is called Aprigatas Economics. Joseph, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on.